Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
I think you ought to turn it down a little bit more.
All right. Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show.
She's not even doing a very good job.
No. Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
Hey, I'm Mark Whitman.
And
wondering why Lillian Garcia got the long face.
we have queued up WrestleMania 21 from 2005 because with Money in the Bank, the pay-per-view coming up, we're going to watch the very first. She's throwing me off. Hearing her voice in the background is throwing me off. So anyway, we're going to watch the very first Money in the Bank match and just kind of see how this match has evolved.
Yeah.
Because this was what, 11 years ago now, and now it's become its own pay-per-view.
Yeah. Started out as really Chris Jericho's idea.
Yes. Yes.
It does throw you off. There's Steve Austin.
Steve Austin is a
bunch of guys that don't wrestle anymore in the video.
How do we fast forward this? Sorry, I'm not familiar.
I don't know how. I mean, we didn't find out where in the card match was. It might be the first match, Kat. No, they're doing the
Yeah, this is the
Undertaker.
One from Hollywood.
Of course. Triple H has to be Braveheart. Undertaker is Dirty Harry.
Ric Flair wooing at a donkey.
Snitsky. Heidenreich. Boy, look at all these guys that aren't there anymore.
Yeah, and
Eddie Guerrero, Christy Hemme, what's her name?
Stacy Keibler.
Booker T. Bob Holly.
Look at Chris Jericho. Eugene. All right, I can't. This is
this is an awful episode. Already.
Already.
It was like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and start recording. Well, what part of the movie? Oh, this is when Steve Austin, I remember that.
Was he even wrestling then?
I don't think so.
I'm the master of the middle finger.
You will remove your helmet and tell me your name. He fast forwarding through Steve Austin. He's going to be the best part of the show.
We're trying to find the money in the bank. At least it's Jim Ross.
Yeah.
I want to say it's the first match.
I felt like it was too, but I'm about to find out. I Wikipedia'd it. I pulled a Heath.
You pulled a Heath. That's my gimmick. Jerry the King Lawler, pre-T-shirt days.
There's a battle royal, and then Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio in a singles match. And then the Money in the Bank match. But I don't know if the Booker T winning by eliminating Chris Masters from the interpromotional battle royal, that sounds like a pre-show thing.
Well, this is the whole deal. This is like almost 4 hours.
Hmm. Yeah, but they're not showing the pre-show.
I don't know. What do I know?
But you're fast forwarding and you don't even know.
You just told me.
What's going to happen?
I do know what's going to happen.
I think the battle royal was a pre-show thing.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, I guess we will.
Boy, the internet here. Good grief.
I know, man. We got Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio. We should have watched this match. I can guarantee you it was good if Eddie Guerrero was in it.
So, wait a minute. This match is just over.
Yeah, so the Money in the Bank match should be coming up next. So,
Eddie Guerrero shaking Rey Mysterio's hand.
Yeah. God, Eddie Guerrero was so good, man.
Yeah. You were right. The Battle Royal was on the pre-show, not on this, because they just said this was the first match.
Yeah, I told you. JBL. See, I love that when JBL did the handshake thing, and he would shake people's hands and then take the hand sanitizer yes. out. Facing off with Triple H. And
now, what's this guy's name? I forgot.
Orlando Jordan.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So we got to bury JBL.
Yeah. Flair, when his hair was still normal. Yeah. What do you mean he was the only champion? I missed
well,
this
I think this
wrestling.
Was his first title, so he had not lost it yet.
Gotcha. Doesn't he still say I was the longest reigning champ in SmackDown?
He was the longest reigning something champ.
Is this before? Is this after Triple H and Stephanie got married?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But still, Triple H gotta
say my belt's better than yours.
Yeah.
Even though, to me, if you're the WWE Undisputed Champion, it is disputed.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the world champion. That doesn't make any sense to me.
This was when they had just given Triple H the belt.
Right, Bischoff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But was he on Raw or SmackDown? He was Raw.
But at least JBL's like standing up to Triple H. Yeah. As opposed to people now that cower from him. JBL yeah. gets to stand up to him.
Orlando Jordan. Where are they now? There's an episode.
Hey,
there's Adam Sandler.
Where are they now?
Rob Schneider.
Coming to Netflix soon. Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider.
That's funny.
And I don't think they're like buddies anymore.
They were just in a movie. Weren't they just in a movie?
Maybe so. Maybe they've got back together.
So here we see
the original Money in the Bank match. What's the time stamp on this? If people want to
time stamp. Oh, on the video. Let's see here.
There's a
26 sign, minutes.
26 minutes is a sign that says, show me the money.
So you can fast forward to this part. That it's just a regular briefcase. It doesn't even say money in the bank.
Yeah, it doesn't even say money in the bank on it.
That's funny.
So that's the first evolution of this thing.
And the Fink. I miss him so much. I don't even know who's in this match. I'm going to be honest.
I know Edge, clearly.
So we're going to there's Chris Jericho. Boy, that Titantron is. Of course, that is 11 years ago. That's definitely a 2005.
Yeah,
Titantron.
Right. It's amazing how far things have come in just 10
man.
Years. You know, 10, 11 years. Oh, look at Jericho. You know, we've talked about the thing on his chest before, where his chest looked. He had a tear. He had like a tear on his pectoral muscle, or so, and that's what caused that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I found that out because Jim Cornette's new co-host was making fun of him, and Lance Storm heard it and got mad about it.
Oh, wow.
Fired off on Twitter.
Wow.
And then there's some guy, I don't know, he's been removed. I'm surprised he's even in this match.
Yeah.
So just keeping up with tradition, we're not going to acknowledge that he does anything.
Look at that ramp.
Look at those ladders in the background.
Yeah.
It's an incredible, I mean, I don't know.
No, seriously, look at the ramp. It's like at a point. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And here's Christian coming and accompanied to the ring.
By Tyson Tomko.
Yes.
Christian.
They would also run roughshod over TNA for a
time. Yes, they would for a time. And then never speak of it again.
Yes.
And it doesn't come to a point. It's
I see it now.
It just looks like it does. Look at that jacket he's got on. That's impressive.
It is. I don't even know. It's got like a hood on it.
So it's good you got like guys who can do well in a ladder match.
Oh,
Shelton Benjamin.
I
mean, what should have been with this guy?
Yeah.
He was so good and so athletic, but man, so he why had is no the, charisma.
Why is the Intercontinental Champion in an? I mean,
that, like this was back in the era when just because you were the Intercontinental Champion didn't mean you were going to be defending it on the show.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Plus, it's a stepping stone to the world title.
Right. Gotcha. So. Okay. One of the, maybe, I mean, just one of the most athletic guys ever in wrestling. And here's Edge.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm a big Edge
just
fan.
Super guy. I mean, super wrestler.
Super guy. I don't know him.
Super guy. Yeah.
Maybe he's all right.
When
maybe
he comes over to my house, you know, we hang out.
But he was such a, he was so good. I hated he got his, but like matches like this are the reason his career was, none of those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, look at, so far, one of those guys is still with the company.
Yeah.
And in a wrestling capacity.
Yeah.
You know, and that, and he's a part-timer. Okay, two guys, another partner.
Here comes
Kane.
I bet we'd be surprised at how many Money in the Bank matches he's been in.
Probably, and this is the no mask Kane.
Yeah,
which I was not a fan of. I liked Kane with the mask a lot.
I mean, the whole gimmick was his face was burned. And now you find out.
And then they pulled
his...
the Doctor Doom deal, where come to find out he wasn't burned at
so
all.
So is this it? There's only.
Yeah, there was only a couple of guys.
Two, four, six guys in it.
Yeah, it was.
And they're all trying to take Kane out.
And that ain't going to be easy.
No.
Kane, a lot of guys say, one of the strongest guys.
And running for mayor.
Is he?
Yeah.
In his little, what hometown is he?
Somewhere in Tennessee, I think.
Huh. So I guess if he wins, he's pretty well done with...
I don't know. Are you
I
saying
think he's
that
a big libertarian, right?
I think so. Yes, and an insurance salesman as well. He's prepared for life after wrestling. Not some of these guys not prepared for life after wrestling. And already bodies everywhere, including the one we cannot speak of.
And nobody's even done anything. Yeah, Christian, the first one to introduce the ladder. Oh, and the bell rings to get the match started. And Jericho, let me, like, since we're kind of just talking about guys, when he's playing the bad guy, he is one of the few guys that I've seen in that company right now that when he's bad, he doesn't do anything to elicit a baby face response.
No, you're right. You're right.
Like most guys in that cage match that he had with Ambrose wouldn't have been able to resist jumping off the cage.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it.
Right.
And I believe he didn't do it because he knew it would have got a... Now, he knocks Edge off of the off of the ring apron.
Edge and an unnamed competitor.
Like, if you say an unnamed competitor, it ruins it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, like, you just don't... You see what... Do you get the joke? Sometimes I feel like I have to explain comedy to you.
Sorry.
And you're such a funny, witty guy.
Oh, there's a big...
off of the ropes onto Edge and Chris Jericho.
And Tom Coe helping. Oh, here comes Shelton Benjamin.
Oh,
man. He's just so...
But we're seeing him use the ring to do a lot of dives. You haven't seen any big ladder dives.
No,
yet.
We have not seen the ladder come into play. And here's Kane going to the top. And this is...
What do you think about Kane? Just... Oh, my. It ain't easy for a big boy to do.
No.
But what's your thoughts on Kane? He's kind of one of those guys people either love or hate. You don't hear a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I never... when he first started out, it was so good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when he had the, like, half haircut and all that, it just kind of got weird, you
it
know?
It did. Right. And I'll tell you the truth, I never thought his and Undertaker's matches were all that good.
No, they were just what's the word I'm trying to think of? So let's go ahead and put it out there. Ladder matches, nothing that we have called a ladder match, and the ladder got bent and could have caused some serious damage. And who's the guy that got real bad hurt? Not Joey Mercury, the other
part. Yeah. No, it was Joey Mercury.
No, you're right. That's right. That's
Joey
right.
Mercury that got his face tore open. I mean, have you seen it?
Yes.
It's awful. Yeah. Man. It's one of the as a tag team match.
I mean, this is, you want it, you hope that they get a bonus for being in a match like this.
Oh, I doubt it.
But that ladder he's got right now is not going to be tall enough. So I don't even know why they put it out there.
Well, because you can't bring the big match.
Well, this is true.
Well, now, why did Jericho just throw the ladder over the top of his head like that?
He just kind of seems
ridiculous. It's just out of nowhere. You got control of the match, and then you just toss the ladder over your head like that and cut a backflip. I don't know what Chris Jericho's thinking.
No, me neither. Look at here. I mean, he's lucky that didn't hit anybody.
And they show it again. I don't know, the replay. His backflip ladder toss was so impressive, they showed it again.
And Kane just kind of fell down there.
Kane, what's he doing?
Is Kane wearing a wedding ring?
I believe Kane has got a cramp in his arm or something. Edge just falls flat on his face. He seems like he's having a cramp. What's going on? Well, Kane tried to hit Edge with the ladder.
Missed him. But it appears the cramp is gone.
Yeah, he seems to have worked his cramp out. Now, Kane's apparently mad at the ladder for some reason. The ladder's not working like it's supposed to.
And he's testing it out like an accordion.
Yeah, he's giving that ladder all it wants and then some.
Oh.
Big spear from Edge to Kane. And our buffering issue seems to have worked itself out.
Yes, it was.
It's not looking like we're watching this thing through a strobe light anymore.
And Edge and Christian now facing off. Childhood friends.
A concerto with ladders.
Oh.
I wonder, I can't remember if Edge and Christian are friends at this point.
I don't know. Shelton Benjamin. If I haven't said it before, let me say it again. What an athlete.
What?
From Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Yeah, that's right, from South Carolina. A friend of mine wrestled him one time.
Really?
Like amateur, in an amateur tournament. My buddy was an amateur wrestler in high school, and he's about the same age. And that was his big story. I wrestled him at a tournament and got beat by him, from what I understand. That Shelton beat him.
Was it a tournament where the four guys that won their matches went into a fatal four-way?
And everybody there, it was like a bunch of count-outs leading up to it.
Yeah.
Whew, I hope you didn't hear that.
These mics are pretty good.
Whew.
Uh-oh, here
we go. Too bad you don't have smell-o-vision. Hoo-wee, that's rough, Cat. Good Lord.
It's about to be rough. I'm going to be honest. I have not seen this match, so I don't know what's...
You've never seen this match?
No, I mean...
Really?
Yeah.
I remember at the time thinking it was... pretty revolutionary now by the standards that they have. That's why I wanted to go back and watch it, just to see now just the ridiculous way they set ladders up and hook them together and do all
now
kind of stuff.
Now they have a year to kind of plan it.
Right.
To figure out, all right, let's...
Like, have you seen the picture from the one last year when they had set one ladder up and... took another ladder and jammed it in the side, and it was open, and it was like tilted over, and there were like the guys hanging off of both sides.
Yeah, that was pretty.
And somebody like captioned it. I would love to see you explain this to a non-wrestling fan. What's going on here? You know?
Yeah.
So you don't know who wins?
I think I do know who wins. I take it back. Maybe that ladder is tall enough. Yeah. Tall enough to touch the briefcase. Maybe not tall enough to unhook it.
Well, you have to remember, most of these guys are over 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
There's only one guy in the match that's not, I think, and that's Chris Jericho.
You're probably right. And speaking of Chris Jericho, him and Shelton Benjamin now going back and forth. And at this point in time, this would have been revolutionary. Two guys fighting on top of a ladder. Now, Christian has set up.
We'll make a transition to the other ladder.
Yes. But in a match like this, there's just such anticipation because you don't know what's going to happen. Now there's three ladders.
And everybody's
and
up there.
Four guys fighting it out. I'm not really sure who Christian's.
Christian, for some reason, he must have lost his balance and fell.
Fell off the ladder.
Yeah, Jericho.
Boy, that's a bump
off
right
the
there, man. Just falling off a ladder. Just falling, period. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, falling, period, kind of sucks.
Yeah. And there's so many things that could go wrong in the life. Yeah. Oh, son of a gun. Shelton Benjamin. I don't know what you would call that move, but he just slammed Edge off the top of the ladder. Which I've never, obviously. Jericho just threw the ladder.
A desperate maneuver from Chris Jericho.
Yes.
Can I just tell you how good those ribs were?
They were delicious.
Oh, man, they were so good.
By the time people hear this, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right, we ate those ribs. We're just doing this just so everybody knows Heath's going to be out of town for a while. So we just wanted to have a show out.
We didn't want to have a week without a show.
We wanted something to be there for y'all. So this is, it won't be long, but it's just something. And we decided, hey, we'll watch the first Money in the Bank match because the Money in the Bank is coming up. And we're trying. Originally, you said Steamboat and Flair. And I said, how about let's pick a Royal Rumble? And we both agreed that both of those were too long.
Too
I read
long.
An article the other day that the perfect length for a podcast is like 22 minutes.
Yeah, we go way over that. Well, we're still perfect.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Shelton running up the ladder.
Shelton ran up that ladder that was...
Yeah, I remember that. That was pretty innovative at the time. I don't think before that had ever been done.
Yeah. Now you would have Dolph Ziggler at this point, who'd been selling on the outside, just come in and...
Yeah, just out of nowhere, he'd hit that to stop somebody from...
Yeah, that was pretty... That was pretty sweet.
He was that. I don't know why he didn't make it bigger. Because it seemed... It was that start and stop thing they do with guys like him. Where they get them over because they need them to be big in a match like this, and then they don't need them anymore, so they cool them back off. And like they're doing with AJ Styles. They needed him to be hot for that feud. Well, by this time, you're talking a month ago. Who knows what's going on with him? But.
It'll be interesting to see... It'll be interesting to see how they do the Money in the Bank. If it's going to be, if the brand, it's going to be before the brand split. So it'll be the winner of that, if they're all going to be on one brand.
Yeah.
That's why I think all those guys in that Money in the Bank match, I think they're all going to end up on Raw.
Do you?
I do, because that's going to be. Maybe not. I don't know.
But if you, that's a way to move a guy around. Winning Money in the Bank is a way to move a guy without having him drafted. You have him, show up and decide he wants to feud for a certain title. It's even better because he can be a guy who's on SmackDown.
Right.
And he can just show up on Raw one night and win the title, and it makes for a cool moment.
Now, this is a pretty cool. Tyson Tomko's got Christian on his shoulders. And
I don't understand how that was supposed to help him more than just Christian, unless Christian just couldn't climb.
And now Kane.
Christian got his hand. Here we go.
That's
a big.
Was he supposed to catch him?
He did catch him.
He broke his fall.
That was all he was there for, I think, to break his fall. This is bad, Jerry Lawler says. Christian's another guy that's pretty good. Doesn't get his due for... You all right over there?
Yeah, sorry. I got a message from my sister-in-law.
Got Kane reaching for the briefcase in Jericho.
Rather than pause the show, I'll just take care of my business during the show. So professional.
I know it. Anytime Kane takes a big bump, it's always scary.
Yeah. How is Kane? No major injuries in his career that I can remember.
Yeah, not that I know of. I mean, nothing.
One of the most reliable performers.
Yeah.
And Kane, there's nothing going on right
Kane
now. Kane
down in the middle of the ring.
Yeah. I'm surprised nobody's
writhing in pain. You'd think now would be the perfect time for somebody to come get him a ladder out and try to do something.
Yeah.
You know, but there's Kane's kinda, just laying there. It's kind of a lull in the match, I guess.
Yep.
Everybody's getting him a breather, kind of trying to figure out what's going on.
Kane just laying there.
Kane's still out.
He's selling that.
Poor Kane. I hope he's all right.
Yeah, I know.
I guess he's just getting him a breather there. Well, see, he's back to life.
Yeah.
I guess he's trying to get himself woke up now.
Yeah, he was writhing in pain.
Writhing in pain, trying to get jacked up.
Oh, my. Well, there is blood everywhere.
There is. There he is.
As they say, the hard way.
Yes, sir. The fans trying to wheel all these competitors back to their feet.
Yeah, Kane is just out in the middle of the ring.
As this lull in the match continues.
Kane pops up.
Now he's probably
going to try to go up the ladder, probably.
You would think.
He's been laying there long enough.
Kane's still trying to make his way up the ladder.
Kane having trouble keeping his balance on the ladder.
And he fell off the ladder. Kane just falls off the ladder for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
I guess he's not as recovered as much as we thought he had.
Yeah. Oh, and Edge just hit the ladder with a chair.
Hit the ladder with a chair. He's making a dash. Going to make the effort.
And here it is. And that is
it. Edge wins the money. I mean, it really, if you go back and watch it, there's not these huge, I mean, there's a couple of big spots, people falling off the ladder and whatnot, but
right.
It ain't like it is now.
No. Now, so it started 26, that's a 19, 20 minute match.
With entrances.
So now what that match did do is Edge becomes the ultimate opportunist,
mm-hmm.
and this victory, as it should have, catapulted him. Who did he cash in on?
I think it was Undertaker. It was Undertaker or John Cena. It was one of the two.
But to me, this, you know, this, from this very first one, the Money in the Bank was a way of saying this is going to be one of our guys.
Right. It's a way to bring another guy up to the next level, and now it's really not anymore.
No, because you think, even back to Mr. Kennedy, who mm-hmm. won, and then he lost it in a match to somebody.
Edge.
And then you had Damian Sandow.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, boy, you remember when he cashed in on Cena and the crowd was going nuts?
Yes.
And like...
And had a really good match.
They had a great match. And I thought, man,
this guy's stepping up to the next level.
And
little did we know, he was not intended to get over to the level that he did.
And not even with the company anymore.
No, and they just let him go. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Like, that's their thing, I believe, now.
Yeah.
If a guy gets over more than they want him to, he's gone.
Yeah. He got over, like, to me, you would think that sooner or later they're going to pull the plug on the New Day. Because the New Day...
Right.
The New Day got over on their own.
But the difference is, and I don't care what people say, I don't think Damian Sandow was ever going to be a big money draw. I think people were just going to like him.
Right.
And the New Day sells a lot of merchandise. Mm. And that's what it's all about. Daniel Bryan, from my understanding, never sold a lot of merchandise.
Right.
So there was no reason for that. That's what they care about, selling merchandise.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to think, it is more than just when I grew up going to wrestling at Greenville, there was no merchandise.
No.
There wasn't a t-shirt table.
Mm-mm.
There wasn't any of that.
Now, who sells the most stuff is the one that gets. That's why Punk was a Punk sold a ton of merchandise.
Yeah, he did.
And that's why they went with him.
And I think that's why they thought Daniel Bryan would be the next guy, and then he didn't sell as much stuff.
That's what I've heard. I may be wrong. Somebody may show me some numbers and prove me wrong. But I've always been under the impression that Daniel Bryan didn't drive the TV ratings up.
No.
And he didn't drive the gates up. And people loved him at the live events, but they still chant yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
They loved to chant for him. And he was great. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
And he was a great underdog. And when he got going, it was good. But I just don't think he moved the needle as far as selling merchandise and driving ticket sales and driving up the TV rating.
I think it goes back to something we said on an earlier episode is people, Enzo and Cass, people like participating.
Yes.
With Daniel Bryan, you can chant yes, you can participate. Uh-huh. And that's why it is this new thing of getting over, of you got to give the people something that they can feel like they're participating in. When Hulk Hogan would do the whole posing, and then he would cup his ear, and you're like, he's listening to me. If I scream the loudest, he's going to cup his ear. Mm-hmm. He's going to pose for us.
Mm-hmm. Just making a connection with the people in the crowd.
Yeah.
And that's what those guys were good at.
And so many guys today, I see it, not just on TV, but I see it in indie promotions. Guys go out there, they do their moves, they make no attempt to make any sort of connection with
the crowd. They don't even look up at the people.
Yeah.
They don't even look up and try to say, help me, or acknowledge, you know what I mean?
Right.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
They just go do all their cool moves, and they go back, and they get their $50, and they go home.
Yeah. So, 2005, WrestleMania 21, the Money in the Bank, which elevated Edge to that next level. So, Mark, who you think? Who's going to be the guy this year that gets elevated?
Kevin Owens.
You think Kevin Owens? I agree with you.
Yeah, I think so.
How crazy would the crowd go?
But here's the thing about Kevin Owens. I think they'll go crazy if he wins, but the crowd boos Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
And I think that they boo Kevin Owens for a reason.
Right.
I think it's because he plays the villain role, and they respect him because he plays it correctly.
Yeah.
So they acknowledge that by playing their role of booing him, even though they love him.
Right, right.
And that's where he's different than a lot of other people.
Yeah.
He goes out, and he's also one of those guys that doesn't really try to get a babyface reaction out of anybody.
And I appreciate that.
And I think the fans appreciate it, and they treat him as such. They treat him as a guy that's the role that they've given him, he's doing exactly what he's supposed to do in that role.
And that's why he'll be able to cash a WWE check as long as he wants to. And also, he is selling lots of merchandise.
Right, right. They like him, I think.
I think that's we talked about with maybe Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens that was one thing that surprised Vince is some of these new guys. And I've heard the same thing with AJ Styles is these newer guys that Vince didn't make are coming in and right off the bat are selling a lot of merchandise. And listen, it is about money. It is if Cody Rhodes were making the WWE a lot of merchandise money, they'd have done.
If he's making $1 million a month selling Stardust T-shirts, they'd have done something. He'd have been on TV every week. Yeah. That's why the New Day's on TV every week.
Yeah.
Because they're making money. Those booty. A friend of mine at work told me he bought one of those Bootios T-shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're selling unicorn horns.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's craziness. Craziness.
And he was really excited that Seth Rollins come back, my buddy Josh.
Yes.
He listens to the show sometimes. No, he was excited because he's got a crush on him.
Gotcha.
He really does. And I'm not talking smack about him. If he's listening, he would tell you himself. He is an openly gay man.
And he
in a gay live-in relationship. And he loves Seth Rollins. He does, man. He was like, Mark. And I get a message from him every once in a while when he's watching it. He's like, oh, man, Seth Rollins come back. I'm so excited. You know? It's great. Well, he bought his Bootios T-shirt the other day.
Hey, Vince doesn't care who buys the T-shirts as long as
Why should he?
Hey, money is money.
Yeah, well.
I love
the fact that he's gay has got nothing to do with that. Like, and I'm not outing him here. He would say, like, if he met you, he would say he's fine.
So speaking of, I liked the rebuild, redesign, reclaim. I liked that was on his t-shirt. I didn't like that he said that in his promo.
I didn't mind that he said it in his promo. I mean, if that's what he's going for, I mean, that's what he's been up to. He redesigned. He was saying, I redesigned myself. I rehabbed, whatever. I rebuilt myself. None of you people didn't have anything to do with it.
I don't know.
That's where Josh and I had a difference of opinion, because he loved the heel turn promo.
Right.
My buddy that likes that, like, he loved it. He said when he finally told it, I thought that was great, and I didn't. I disagreed. I thought it shouldn't have went that way. But
I thought if they cut that promo in half before he did that, it would have been great.
Yeah. And Josh also likes The Miz, which we have a big – we argue wrestling quite a bit at work. And,
now, I will say this.
He likes The Miz, and I don't.
The Miz has been doing a good job recently.
And adding Maryse to his act has helped him a lot.
Yeah.
Maryse, I mean, she has enhanced his act.
Yeah, I agree. He's the kind of guy that needs a valet or a manager.
He does. He really does, and it did help him.
And that's not a knock. I mean, well, I guess it kind of – we don't like him.
I don't like him, but it's helped his character to have her. Because it does drive the point home to you that whatever you may say about this guy, he's on TV living his dream, wearing a title, dating a head cheerleader.
Yeah.
Whether you like him or don't like him, he's living the dream, man.
And again, The Miz is always going to have a job. Because when they need somebody to get up at 5 in the morning and fly cross country to do media appearance, he volunteers.
And that's why he's been successful, I think, with that company.
Yeah.
More like, because there's that side of it, too, is maybe he doesn't sell a lot of merchandise, but he's so good in front of a camera. And he's
really,
so natural. You can put him on the Today Show, and he can carry on a good conversation. He's a good representative for that company. So whether you like him or you don't, I mean, and I respect him because at least he's making money and he's living his dream.
Right.
And he's a good ambassador for that company. And I think he'll always have a job there. I don't think you'll ever see the day when they let The Miz go unless he just does something.
Because Miz is somebody, he's one of the few people they created.
Not only that they create, he's somebody they can count on.
Right.
They can send him out, like you said, they can send him to 93.3. To do a radio show in the morning, and he's going to have a good attitude.
Yeah.
He's going to put the company over, whereas they had Punk on there one morning, and he was just a jerk to the Rise guys for no reason.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
And, like, they made a comment about, like, people coming up and talking to you when you're trying to eat or whatever, or he was talking, and they said, yeah, we know what you mean, like, because that happens to us, too. Because it does happen to them, because they are local celebrities.
Right.
And he, like, said, don't you guys try to compare what you do to what I do. You can't imagine what it's like to. And they were like, oh, we're not saying that we're on the same level as you, but we are local celebrities. I mean, we do, when we go to restaurants, people do come up and talk to us, and I believe that.
Yeah.
And he was just a jerk to him about that. Like, they were trying to compare their status to his status or something. And it was just, it left a bad taste in my mouth about him.
Yeah, to me, CM Punk, even when you watch his DVD set, he feels like, he had a rough upbringing. I wouldn't wish on anybody, but it's almost like.
I got a buddy of mine
that
had a 10 times worse upbringing than CM Punk ever dreamed about having.
Right.
And my buddy ain't ever used it as an excuse to keep him from doing that.
You know what I mean?
He don't treat people like
that.
That's
what I'm saying. It's like CM Punk's just got this chip on his shoulder that he's owed something.
Yeah. He does. I just don't like the guy. Like, I understand. Like, here's my thing. Like, they say Brock Lesnar doesn't like people coming up.
Right.
Whatever. I understand.
Yeah.
Like, I got no problem with that. If I see Brock Lesnar at an airport, I understand he doesn't want to be bothered. I'm not going to bother him, okay? But from my understanding, when you hire Brock Lesnar to come out and do a personal appearance, or they send him out somewhere, he does everything that is expected to be done there.
He does his job.
He does his job, and that was the issue with Punk.
Yeah.
I understand if you're sitting out at a restaurant and somebody comes up, I don't want you shaking my hand. A friend of mine. I don't shake hands with friends of mine when I'm eating.
Yeah.
I certainly don't want strangers coming up wanting to shake my hand while I'm eating lunch. I don't know if you just went to the bathroom. I understand that.
Yeah.
But he was acting as an ambassador for that company when they sent him to 93.3 The Planet, and he was disrespectful to the host
and that's,
who were promoting him and his product.
Unless you're doing that in, and he wasn't in character. He's just a bad guy.
Yeah. He's just a jerk, man.
He really
is. He's just
is.
A jerk. And he's open about it. I mean, he doesn't seem to hide the fact that he's a jerk.
And I, you know, the more I hear about this UFC thing, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
Who knows if he's ever going to fight.
Right.
I hope he, man.
That window has closed. If they had to postpone again, to me, all bets would be off.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I don't know that he really wants to fight.
Yeah.
I think he's one of them guys that likes to talk about fighting more than he wants to actually fight.
And speaking of Money in the Bank, he won back-to-back Money in the Bank and cashed in. And
now, that match where he cashed in on John Cena, was it at Money in the Bank? Maybe he didn't cash in where he won the belt from Cena. That's an incredible match.
Wait, is that the one where – that's not the one where he left, is
Yeah,
it?
Yeah. When he was in Chicago and he beat Cena for the belt, and then they tried to cash in on him. That was what it was. Alberto Del Rio tried to cash in on him, and he left before they could cash in.
But then the next pay-per-view, at some point in there, Del Rio did cash in.
Yeah, they did. But that night, like
left.
If I win the belt, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And he won the belt from Cena in Chicago. If you've never seen that match, it's a great
match. I think that won match of the year.
I never take away from his in-ring ability.
Right.
Man. Anytime he was on Raw, generally I know it was going to be good.
Yeah.
Because he was always good.
Yeah.
And the series of matches he had with Daniel Bryan were some of the best matches that I'd seen on WWE TV in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So we hope. We don't know when this episode's coming out. It's probably before the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, which we'll be watching. We're not watching Monday Night Raw, but we'll watch the pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah, I always watch the pay-per-views,
And I think, I wouldn't be surprised with this brand split and with stuff happening with NXT. We may see a whole – who knows what's going to be changed.
It may light, my passion to watch WWE again. I'm definitely going to give it a shot.
I mean, I may.
I'm excited to hear that it's happening.
If AJ Styles if AJ Styles goes to SmackDown, I'm not going to watch Raw. I'm going to watch SmackDown.
Right.
I'm going to watch. If I've got 2 hours to watch wrestling, that's what I'm going to watch. But I would think they're going to be on Hulu. So think about this: if you can go from watching 5 hours live and you could watch 3 hours, just the good stuff, that's the way to go.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah.
Because time is not on my side.
No, we're getting older.
We are getting.
Time, my grandpa or somebody told me one time, is like a roll of toilet paper when you're young.
Uh-huh.
He said, when you first start a fresh roll of toilet paper, you can pull all the toilet paper you want off that thing because there's plenty. And as you get older, the roll gets smaller. And you're like, wait a minute, there ain't a whole lot. I'm getting paper off of this thing, but there ain't a whole lot left on it, you know?
Oh, man. So, hey, we hope you've enjoyed this episode. You can listen to all of our episodes if you go to DoubleDropKick.com. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Make sure you go to iTunes on your device and give us a 5-star rating. Give us a review. That would be awesome. That would be more awesome than The Miz.
Yes.
If you did that. You can also talk to us on Twitter. I'm at Heath Mulliken.
I'm at the DDK Show.
We've got a Facebook group.
I thought you were signing off. I was reading something.
I'm on the Facebook group. We got a Facebook group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With, where we talk about the wrestling you grew up with and stuff. And
any good conversations been going on lately?
I'm going to be honest. I have not been on. I mean, I'm just going to be straight up. I've just not been on Facebook a lot.
Are people still, because I haven't been on in a couple of months now because I deleted my account permanently.
Yes.
Are people still trying to tell folks who they should vote for?
I don't scroll. Like, I get on Facebook and I see the notifications I have, and I've turned off, a lot of the groups I was in where I was getting notification. I've turned the notifications off for those groups.
Yeah.
And so, there's been some conversations, in our group. But, yeah, I mean, I really don't know. I mean, Facebook was, at one point, my news feed, and now I just don't know. I just don't know what's going on in the world.
I don't either. It's great. I got my head buried firmly in the sand.
Yeah. I mean, I'm certain that once election season rolls around, somebody will tell me who to vote for, and
yeah,
I'll have to tell them no, and
that's it.
And if there was, has there not been a better time to put you? It's Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I mean, this is a time to put your head in the sand.
Like, it is, and to watch that play out on Facebook would be almost as bad as watching Clemson Carolina see the football season as that game approaches. I always hated when that.
Right. Because
people would just start verbally attacking one another by colleges neither one of them went to.
Right.
It was always amazing to me, you know.
Ridiculous. I mean, some people even make wagers about the Clemson Carolina game that they don't hold up their end of the bargain on. I'm just saying.
Are you calling me a welcher?
Hey, in all fairness, it's not your fault they didn't sell the Dolph Ziggler pink shirt in your size.
Right.
Speaking of shirts, I think our shirts are shipping this week.
Nice.
And speaking of shirts, I think we can get shirts online for the show.
Cool.
Because at our last at the last wrestling show we're at, people came and talked to us. I think we need a gimmick table.
Yeah, I don't think it would hurt to have some shirts and t-shirt and pictures to sign.
I think people, I mean,
there was some
I'm
people,
at the point where I think for $5 we could sell a picture and sign it.
Yeah, and take our picture with people. And there were some kids that come up and ask you for autographs, right?
I signed a kid's arm.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I didn't understand that.
I didn't either because he gave me just a regular pen and it didn't work. And
he didn't ask me for an autograph, which is great.
Because you've been glaring at him for 3 hours.
I wouldn't have done it anyway. I wouldn't have signed
it. Well, that's your gimmick.
Right.
My gimmick is I kiss the babies, you drown the babies.
Yeah. Easy now.
I'm kidding.
Easy.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Well, hey, if you're ever in Westminster or the Seneca area, make sure you check out Pauline's place. Don't try to switch the DVDs.
No, they're marked. Like that. They're marked now.
They're marked.
The foolproof system, T&D. That's great. That's great. And she made sure we knew it. That's what I liked about it. Just so you know. These have got T's. That means they have come off the table. They can't be switching these things around.
So the next time we go in, we should go in. It's like, what does this T&D mean?
Yeah.
That's what we should do. I just noticed the cameras today. I don't think those were in there last time.
They were. There's always been a sign up that you were
under surveillance
or something. But I'm pretty much aware that I'm under surveillance. I'm not sure that I ain't under surveillance right now.
Well, I'm sure you are.
With our phones and whatnot.
So anyway, for the Double Drop Kick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.